RNZ Pacific, Ata Marie, I'm Moritwila Epitela with the news. Quarantine-free travel between the Cook Islands and New Zealand is about to resume. RNZ Pacific's Lydia Lewis is at Auckland Airport, where the first flight is due to leave in the next hour.
The travel bubble has officially opened, with the first Air New Zealand flight scheduled to take off at 8:45 this morning. The Cook Islands government has bolstered COVID measures in preparation. A new COVID testing station has been opened at Rarotonga Airport, with anyone wanting to travel to any of the outer islands required to pass a rapid antigen test at the domestic terminal first. Tourism Industry Council President Liana Scott told RNZ Pacific today's flight has been a long time coming. She says businesses desperately need this economic boost, with many having to close to the public to keep operating costs low.
And holidaymakers at the airport have been beaming with excitement at the prospect of an international holiday in the sun. Terry Laopa says he's happy to be leaving the grandkids behind and having a break.
Well, we've been planning this for 2 years, working hard for 360 days a year. So now it's open. On our way to Rarotonga to enjoy, sit down, relax. No kids, no grandsire kids.
Cook Islands Tourism Corporation Australasia General Manager Graham West says the resumption of flights means people in the islands can start rebuilding their lives. Health authorities in Fiji are concerned about the staff shortage and the lack of shelter at medical clinics in the capital, Suva. Health staff who test positive for COVID-19 are being isolated, which the government says has contributed to depleted staff numbers in the front line. Fiji's Health Minister, Dr. Ifiremi Wangana Mbete, says with the rapid spread of the Omicron variant, containing any transmission is priority.
What we've done is actually make sure that we've used the extra young doctors that are available at CWM that have been mobilized to actually support them at the health centre there until they have a full cohort back on the ground.
In this third wave of the coronavirus in Fiji, close to 5,000 cases are now in isolation, with the death toll at 721. The body of a child has been found in Solomon Islands, and police confirm he's one of nine children who went missing at sea on New Year's Day. A boat carrying 14 people left Gizo for the Shortland Islands but failed to reach its destination. The body of a woman was found near Zeno Island on Tuesday, about 100 kilometres from the Shortlands. Gizo resident Terence Ziru says it's been a tough 2 weeks for the families of the victims.
There hasn't been much information about the child. It was only identified when the body was picked up and brought to Taro, the capital of Choiseul province, and the medical inspectors inspected the body. They had determined that it was of a child. The woman, however, was identified through the tattoo.
A memorial service was held in Gizo yesterday for the 14 victims. Prince Andrew has been stripped of his honorary military roles and patronages. He will also stop using the title His Royal Highness and will refrain from any public duties. The prince is facing a civil case in the US over sexual assault claims, which he has consistently denied. The BBC's Dan Johnson reports.
The Duke of York, Prince Andrew, the Queen's second son, is now giving up all his official titles, positions, the honorary titles that he was granted at the privilege of the Queen. They will all be handed back to her, and we understand from sources close to the palace that what will happen now is those titles will be distributed amongst other members of the royal family. So this is not just a temporary suspension of those titles in terms of the Duke of York. He's not going to get them back in future, regardless of what happens to the case. They're going to go to other members of the royal family.
Last year ranked as the sixth warmest year on record, causing extreme weather events around the world. The data compiled by the US National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and NASA also revealed that the past 8 years were the 8th hottest and the last decade was the warmest since record-keeping began in 1880. The agencies said a key indicator of climate change, the amount of heat absorbed and stored by the world's oceans, reached a record level in 2021. Travellers to Samoa will soon pay for their quarantine costs as the government moves to reduce the expense of coronavirus prevention measures that began nearly 2 years ago. The chairman of the National Emergency Operations Committee, Angafili Shem Leo, says Cabinet has approved the new plans. Angafili says the average cost to repatriate and quarantine one person for 21 days is between 3,000 and 5,000 tala. It cost nearly 19 million tala since the start of repatriation flights. Returning scholarship students and patients on the government medical treatment scheme will still be funded by the government. In sport, the all-white striker Chris Wood says the timing was right to move from Burnley to Premier League relegation rivals Newcastle United. Wood has signed a 2.5-year deal with Newcastle, paying Burnley $50 million for the 30-year-old.
I've been at Burnley 4 years. I was in my comfort zone. I knew what it's about. And you never do anything great in your comfort zone. So to be extraordinary and take my game to the next level, challenging myself at a massive club like Newcastle, was the right option.
Wood has been a keen player for Burnley, scoring a record 49 goals in 144 league matches. The New Zealand men's and women's sevens team have withdrawn from the upcoming Malaga and Seville rounds of the World Series due to COVID-19 travel rules. Both events are set for this month. The teams hope to be at the Vancouver round at the end of next month, but there's no guarantee given New Zealand's current border restrictions. The Warriors NRL pre-season campaign has been disrupted by COVID infections, with two-thirds of the squad have testing positive for COVID-19 at their Brisbane base in recent weeks. Coach Nathan Brown says while most players have recovered, there are still three are still in isolation. Brown also confirmed some players were yet to be fully vaccinated, but he doesn't think it would cause the club any issues.
Everyone is either fully vaccinated or got one more shot to go, which is, you know, coming shortly. So we sort of haven't got any players that we need to worry about at the moment in that area. Whether that changes down the track with new additions or younger players, I'm not too sure, but you know, we'll deal with that as it comes.
The NRL season starts in March. And tennis world number four, Stefanos Tsitsipas, says world number one Novak Djokovic has been playing by his own rules and has put his bid for a 21st Grand Slam title at risk by not following Australia's COVID-19 vaccination requirements. Novak Djokovic has been made the top seed in the draw for the Australian Open tennis tournament, even though it's still not clear if he'll be deported. And that's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.